This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
The Bird Show.
I want to be 100% honest here, okay? Because I feel like I did myself a disservice with Kristen's honesty a couple of minutes ago, all right? You dog people scare me. You scare the S out of me, all right? So yesterday when I was talking about, because I posted online on Instagram that I was thinking about going to get this dog. I mean, you know how many people flooded me with, adopt, don't shop, adopt, don't shop. And I know you're a fan of that also.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
No, I did adopt a dog.
I know.
Uh-huh. So the reason Kristen said made a joke that, look, it sounds like you're like saving this dog from a farm in Iowa. Like that's the story that you've concocted in your head. And the truth is, when I came on here this morning, what I didn't want to say is this dog had a couple of different litters, and that's what it was, I think, born to do, is have litters. So she had two or three. And when she was done, the breeders are like, okay, we'll just give her away. So when I heard that she was going to go back to Iowa, in my mind, I don't know what that world is all about. So I don't know if they were going to find a home. All I know is I heard a North Dakota politician the other day say that when her dogs were puppies and they were if they weren't doing the right thing, they were getting shot in the head. So that was sort of in the back of my head. I didn't know where this dog was going to go and what it was going to be. So there you have it. But you guys scared me so much that I didn't give you all of the details because I don't want to be like the, oh, you should have adopted a dog when I did.
Well, yeah, you did adopt a dog.
I did adopt a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a dog that had been breeding. Mm-hmm. It was born, I think, to breed. But yes. So there it is. All right.
Okay.
You rescued the dog from the pits of Iowa. You should feel so good.
Right. So to your list of the reasons why you're not going to have a kid.
Yeah. So we have two lovely moms in studio. We have Kristen and Cassie, both raising their kiddos. And naturally, when we get on the air, we get off the air, you're talking about some of the lesser, the less exciting parts about being a mom. And because I have a mom that wants me to have kids, sometimes I think I need a little bit of backup, a little bit of reinforcement for when they're like, why don't you want to have kids? And now I have a list that is 20 things long. There's 20 items on this list of things that people have said, whether they've called in or whether it's been y'all off the air, that have convinced me that I think having children is just not for me.
So this is a list you have curated over like the past year or whatever. And like every time Cassie and I say something, you're like, oh, hell to the gnaw. You write it down and this is your list of reasons not to have a kid.
Is it a book?
It could be. I need to start getting more descriptive because some of these I'm like, what is nipple magnet pain? But
I can tell you.
A what?
Because sometimes you have to do it very quickly because we're on air or there's a caller on the other line and you just got to write down what they said to remind you. And I can't remember what the story was.
My son was playing with magnet tiles and Chad's nipple got caught between two magnet tiles.
That's right.
There we go. Yes. Oh. Yep. That was number 9.
Did that hurt?
Oh, it hurt, yes. I laughed my head off, but it hurt him.
Okay, we'll start off with some low balls. When we were on the Burt's Big Adventure trip, somebody was talking to me about one of the worst parts about having kids for her. She said that her boobs got super saggy after birth, and I was like, not for me. Yeah. I like them perky.
Not low balls, low boobs.
I wrote down no Finland trip because, Kristen, you were going to go to Finland to see the Northern Lights with Burt. But Bart, your husband, said, no, we can't leave Jimmy for that long. So you are going to give up seeing the Northern Lights and all its glory.
You got Jimmy blocked.
I did.
Because of Jimmy. You got Jimmy blocked.
Oh, God, that's the story of my life.
Also, you have like a UTI like every 3 days because of your birthing experience.
Does that have to do with
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, granted, it was a C-section, not vaginal, but I still think like pressure or whatever and like, they literally take your innards out and then put them back in when you have a C-section. And I think some stuff shifted. And that's one of the one of the contributing reasons to my chronic UTIs.
Adding innards to the list as well. I do not like the way that sounds. Women who have sons have shortened lifespans. Can't take that risk. That's a 50-50 chance if you get pregnant. So that's going to be a no from me. Want to live a nice long life. I think, Cassie, this is from you. Being woken up at 6 a.m. and being asked a dumb question about a character's physical features.
Oh, yeah. My kid woke me up the other night again. I think this one was like 3 a.m. and asked me to Google James from James and the Giant Peach. Because she wanted to see what he looked like.
Really?
Yes. I was not happy. I did it, but I wasn't happy.
This is a very comprehensive list that you have.
We're not even a quarter of the way through.
This is definitely the best notes you've taken.
We could spend the whole show doing this. Bert, this one's for you.
Okay.
From Hollis, I am not paying $1,000 in insurance for any kid.
A month. $926.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog. No. You can't go to a friend's birthday party because your kids brought home some sickness. I think that was from you, Kristen. Kristen, you got UTIs and sickness just going back and forth every couple of weeks.
It was me, too. I had to miss our good friend's party.
That might have been from you. Rectal thermometers, don't want anything to do with those.
Wait a minute. That's where I'm drawing the line.
Well, I love her reaction when she thought she was joking about a rectal thermometer. And Cassie are like, no, that's like actually a real thing.
It's the most accurate temperature.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me. Nipple magnet pain. Someone got kicked in the nuts. Jimmy's toe was digging into your thigh at some point.
I have lots of bruises on my inner thighs.
What is with their toes?
I don't know.
I see this cut on my chin.
Yeah,
I tried to cover it up. It's from my son's toenail.
Okay, toenail and chin.
Yeah, he also cut my lip with it. It was, don't ask how.
Someone's tooth got busted in the front. I think that was a caller. Someone had to call 911 to get Lovey/Horsey. I think that was you, Kristen. Mm-hmm. You can't use the bathroom alone.
Correct.
Bert, this is from you. Mm-hmm. You always have an upstairs neighbor. I live on the top floor for a reason. I can't have people stomping around. Cassie, your kids sneezed and got cheese crackers all over your new Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a no for me. I'm messy enough.
Also, purple vomit on the white seats yesterday, so that was
neat.
Fun.
Oh.
Yeah, neat.
Ever since becoming a mom, your fantasies have changed. You now dream about Bandit, the cartoon dog.
I think you get it.
Is that really a deterrent, though?
Yeah.
Does that really go on the cons list?
Should not Riz, okay?
My dream fantasy country superstar, Shmiley Shmeen, or Bandit, the talking cartoon dog?
Talk to me after. After you've watched a couple episodes.
Teacher Appreciation Month gifts. I don't got the cash for that. That's too much. And the last one came from yesterday when you got purple oatmeal all over your new Tesla. Yeah. That Tesla's taking
a baby. Reminds me, I need to Venmo Hope because she got the teacher's gift for the end of school.
Abby, I will speak for parents when I say that your list is very comprehensive and it is very accurate. But when you got that baby and you got that kid in front of you and you're looking at it, you realize that it's like, 60% worth it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I speak for parents. Don't do it.
The Bert Show.